Following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and this is our Sunday cybersecurity show, or cyber show, I guess I should say, right, Wynn? Yes, that's Mr. AI Wynn. You know him from prior shows. He's finally back off the road fighting malicious activity on the internet for his clients. So we're glad he could join us today.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Wynn, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, you know, as we approach the holiday season, it's time for joy and giving, and unfortunately, it's also season for the cyber scammer. So we want to remind everyone to stay vigilant as phishing attacks often increase during this period.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to talk about the new, well, it's not so new, but new malware that's been flowing around.
Yeah.
Called Rusty Stealer in the attack. So
called what now? Rusty Stealer?
Well, it's called Wymeer Ransomware, but there's a parenthesis called Rusty Stealer. So,
oh, okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Who's that targeting? Individuals or companies?
Both.
Both?
It has no mercy.
By the way, before we get started, I just wanted to say thank you to Mr. AI Wynn. Here on the air, he gifted me with a set of ear buds. I guess this looks like a gray, dark gray version of the AirPods, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm saying it correctly?
Yeah,
okay.
Close enough.
I can't think between my iPad, my AirPods, et cetera. But anyway, this is a set of earbuds called Translator, and I haven't set it up yet, but Wynn has on his, and it allows you to be in the area of how many languages, Wynn, 150 or so?
Supposedly, most major languages.
And so if you have these in and you're just walking through the mall or you're talking, in my case, to my wife, and her friends, which, of course, I don't speak Thai, or I speak...
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. AI have changed everything.
Yeah.
So this one of the gadgets, basically a translator, okay? And there's a bunch of them out there, but they're not work the same way. This is one of the best ones that I've seen. So you put it in your ear, and you type in the languages around you, or you just sit there and learn the language that's speaking, and it would translate everything. It would type it in into your phone. Of course, you have the app, and it'll tell you who's talking around you.
Yeah, real time.
Real time.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know next week how it's going. But, you know, you think about this, you know, in my case, I just know my son and my wife are talking about me at times because every once in a while I hear a papa thrown in there.
Did you use your plow thing? That's another thing we're talking about. That's
pretty
awesome.
Note, well, we've got both the what do they call the first one's a transcriber or it's a what do they call the first one, the credit card?
I forgot. That's the one that you actually record the conversation.
Yeah,
on your phone.
It's pretty handy for real time. I'm gonna call it note taking.
Yeah.
And
The new one is a pen, right?
Yeah, the newest one is a pen, although it's kind of deceptive. It's about the size of a large capsule of vitamin C, is how I would describe it. But
very discreet. Designed to be discreet.
Well, it can be. It fits. You can either clip it to your shirt pocket or clothing. It comes with a little strap like a watch that it pops into. and then a string or rope that it can hang around your neck, or I guess you could tie it to your bag. And in all cases, it's sending your questions or your audio back to your phone, correct, Wen? I haven't played with it.
It's very impressive. So it basically sends all the information or recording at the same time, and it will summarize your conversation and do a transcript on it. But the most thing I like the best is the mind map.
But it's doing that to the phone, or you have a desktop app, or both?
No, both. No. I actually do it on my phone.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So I just leave it there and record it. A lot of good stuff coming out, but here's a controversial. I don't think a lot of companies allow you to use that during the meeting. I mean, yeah. Of course, there's
that
no
that they
law.
Know of.
If they know of, right? Because, but if they know of, they can end your contract. Okay. They
well,
can.
Wait a minute. You mean the cell phone companies, or you?
No,
mean
I'm talking
your
about
employment.
Your employment, right. or any contractor. You go in there, and they talk about secrecy. They talk about the product, for example, and they're supposed to be
things that are confidential.
People sign NDA
right.
for it, right?
Required disclosures.
And even though in the state of Texas, the one party recording, how do you say it?
Well, if you're on a phone call, as long as one end mm-hmm. knows it's being recorded,
well, it is a recording device.
Legal.
It is a recording device.
Yeah.
But it's pretty awesome. So yesterday I watched a
You've
seminar.
Never used that in against the rules, right?
I'm using it right now, so we speak. So the product gives you the transcript, the summary, and the mind map. Have you seen the mind map?
No, I haven't looked
it's
at
It's like
that.
The graphics of, like, all your topic.
Oh,
it's
wow.
amazing. Like,
wow.
Like a brainstorming.
And this doesn't have to be a phone call. This could be you're recording a webinar, right?
It's a
and
webinar. If you, so my kid used it for class, and they do all the transcribe for him. But anyway,
oh, wow.
we start out with a good product, so that's good. I'm glad.
I was saying Friday, I need to set up a web page that mm-hmm. starts listing all these products because they're coming faster than we can keep
It's faster than I can handle now.
Yeah.
So you don't. The problem is there's no good time to buy one, right?
Well, you know what, though, Wen? This translator cost, what'd you say? 60-something or
60
70?
$60, uh-huh.
You don't think about that. That's throwaway pricing, right? And so now $800 for the Plaud, the transcriber, that's something you might think about a little harder before you buy it. The pen, though, was $169, and that included ChatGPT subscription for a certain amount of is it minutes? I forget how they delineated.
Minutes.
Certain amount of number or words? Or
I think minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's getting down there to where you might just do it because you've got an occasional need or you're trying to keep up with technology. But it's insane how cheap some of these technologies are becoming so fast. I mean, it's almost overnight. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So anyway, let's start with the topic. I want to talk about the holidays coming, right? And there's a lot of scamming, especially like email. So I got an email yesterday. You know, so right now, if you notice, what is the hottest thing going on right now past 2 weeks since President Trump win? Crypto.
Oh, true.
So everything goes skyrocket right now.
Yeah.
And the moment
Except
you see
gold.
That. Yes, have gold. And now I got a bunch of emails.
And didn't the market come back down? Or
I think
I know it went way up, but I thought it settled back.
But the crypto market going up like crazy. And now all of a sudden I got a bunch of emails tell me to reset my app, reset my crypto application, you know, financial stuff like Coinbase, thing like that.
And you suspect some foul play on those?
Oh, 100%. So what I did, I forward that into my sandbox, and I look at the headers, and it's somebody else, but they want you to click on it. Said, now, real case scenario, it happened to Mark Cuban. He lost $700,000 because he clicked on the link.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, right? That's why I'm using his name.
It's like I say, and I mean, Cuban, you got to take your hat off to him. The guy's made a bunch of money, but I'm going to suggest he falls into the it's better to be lucky than good category.
I mean, okay? They tell you even smart people fall for that, right? It's you would think he would know that, simple like that, right?
Yeah.
So what happened is he clicked on the link that go to his Coinbase, I don't know, exchange or some exchange, and the hacker be able to masquerade his name and take all his crypto. So that's a lot of, I see a lot of email like that going on right now. So we're going to give you the user, the end user, some tips, right? So number one, be cautious of your emails and the message that claim to offer, you know, the deal or discount. Right? That's number one.
Too good to be true.
Too good to be true. It probably is. And number two, request urgent action regarding your account on your personal detail. Okay? There's always an emergency, you know? And the third one is special offer. Sounds familiar?
Just today. Just today, right?
Just today, and you need to act fast. You got 24 timestamp. You got 24 hours to do it right now. And also too, you know, use advanced email filtering.
Give us an example.
Example like that. There's a company called Guardio. Remember, we touched base that 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So basically, it filters all your email the best it can. But
so
even
it sits in front of your Outlook or your Gmail or
Right. And here's the beauty too. Even if you click on the link that you don't know about, it's still blocking it. Let's just say that you click on the Coinbase Exchange email, right? And the moment you click on it, it will stop it too. That's the most advanced application. We're not affiliated with that. I'm just telling you because I own it and I sent to all my family to use it. It worked very well.
And it's relatively inexpensive, if I remember.
$15 a month, yeah. But you have like 5 accounts.
Cheaper than CrowdStrike?
A lot cheaper.
Yeah. What's CrowdStrike? 40 or so? 45?
I think they sell for a consumer about $35.
Is that right?
Yeah. A year, though. Not a month. A year.
Oh, wow. Well, then,
so it's cheaper, but Guardio is a lot better. I'm telling you, it's a lot better.
Guardio?
Guardio.io. That's right.
Okay.
And remember to update and patch everything regularly. Okay? Like, if your phone has an update, I know, just wait for a few days before Apple sent out an update few days later. Always update your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And number three, employ multi-factor authentication. I cannot explain how important it is.
I agree.
I know it's very inconvenient, and you know, it surprised me. A lot of people don't have to do that.
Well,
I have a hard time.
A lot of people don't even know what it is.
They don't know what that is. Right. I mean, but if you have the bank, you should know.
Yeah.
Now the bank force you to do that, right?
True.
If you enter your password, it asks you for the phone number.
Yeah,
and the
OTP.
You. Exactly. So the bank, you know what? They are tired of telling you, show how you do it. They're just going to do it through your phone. At least you have something, right? When you update your information, and when you log in, the bank says, here's your phone number. We're going to send something for you. That way, the user don't have to go in to install anything. They make it easier for you. But that itself, that's the MFA, two-factor authentication, right?
Yeah.
And educate and train regularly. Okay, just go online. Just go to YouTube, or you know what? There's a bunch of applications out there. Search for it, like how to recognize a sign of phishing email. You know anything? You know, knowledge is power.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that,
That's right.
You didn't even know what I was getting ready to bring up.
Okay,
you know who Kathy Wood is?
Stock market? Yes, I know who
she
is.
She says, this is just in, breaking news.
Oh, boy.
She says, Elon Musk will succeed in his audit of the federal government because he has more proprietary data than anyone.
Ha.
Now, I would say he's going to succeed, period. Why? Because he's just different. He's wired differently than we are. And he thinks, for a genius, he thinks more common sense than, you know, you and I. I guess we're not afflicted with being genius, correct?
I think this.
But anyway,
I think this is impressive and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. We still don't know if he's maybe an alien, right? I mean, we could think that. but maybe the all the new release.
I see his eyes, you know, just like a lizard sometimes. maybe special effect on the
well,
camera or something.
I don't know. I got a kick out of him being on the stage at Trump's rallies because he kind of seemed like the nerd that all of a sudden was part of the popular kids, right? Mm-hmm. He really, I thought, showed a certain sense of common man. I don't want to say naivete. He's anything but naive. I mean, he's five steps ahead of all of us. But
the guy is smart.
Anyway, the reason I've said he's going to succeed is because he's only, and I'm going to repeat that, only seeking to cut about $2 trillion off of our, how much do we spend every year? You may have forgotten what I'd say every
trillion.
Five, 7 trillion is what we spend. How much do we collect every year? 5 trillion. And so there's a $2 trillion differential there. And that's the number he's coincidentally, I guess, thrown out. And that's about 30%. And the reason that I can tell you that this is entirely plausible is, as I mentioned before, I had a DOD contractor stay at one of my boutique hotel properties in San Antonio. It's been a number of years ago. And he was telling me, we got to talking about the federal budget somehow, one of my favorite topics, right? And he said, Nathan, every year when we submit our new budget to the DOD, we have to increase it by 30% over the prior year. It's mandatory. If we don't do that, well, he said, if we don't do that, we won't even get the amount we got this year. And so you start treading water and you move backwards. And he said, that is an insane way to do budgeting. And you think about it when that's a, the way the government works, that's across every agency's thinking the same way.
Well,
so
you know,
Musk could cut 30% in his sleep and would never even miss it, as I've said before.
Government cannot run business, right? I mean, government is have to do things democratic way, right? And if you look, let me ask you something. When was the last time you see U.S. government laying off people? Never.
Right.
If you own a business and your
it's
business don't make money.
It's going the other way, when the only
the
reason
opposite.
There was positive mm-hmm. job growth, remember the, was it, it wasn't this, was it October or September, there was like a net 14,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. It would have been big time negative had the government not added, I think they may have added 40-something, 42,000 jobs. It would have been negative.
They're adding jobs.
And that's in the middle uh-huh. of what we're going
and
through
these,
right now.
These are expense. They're not government jobs or expense. They're not,
right. They're
you're not producing.
Salespeople.
You're not producing
right.
anything.
That's exactly right.
Right. So I think by he going the right way of going to cut some budget.
I just
sense.
Hope, given 2 years of severance, which is what he's, I think, indicated he would do. He doesn't want to drop anybody in the grease. But I tell you what, that's pretty rich for the types that – you remember what he did when he took over Twitter. How many – was it 60% of the employees he let
not
go?
Not anymore.
Some huge number. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like he said, we realized real quick it didn't take this many people to run Twitter, and boy, were we right, right?
A lot of companies during the pandemic, you know, they realized people work from home. They make them work from home permanently, meaning they laying them off. Like Google laid a bunch of people off.
Yeah.
They realized they don't need them. But we need, and I say, you know, I'm glad you bring this topic as related to your finance, your radio, right, and cybersecurity. I'm glad you bring this up, too. But it all makes sense. They don't lay people off. That bureaucracy, the way I'm looking at it.
Well,
he's a great guy.
I've always questioned how do the big companies, I used to say Exxon, for instance, how do they hire the next 100 people? How do they know? And I don't think it's as I don't think necessarily you just look at – I think they're looking at their budgets and they're saying, okay,
the bottom line,
we're to achieve this much in mm-hmm. sales. We've got to have this many people down the pipe, so to speak. I don't know. I've never been able – of course, I've always had small businesses and I'm not somebody that enjoys hiring, so I avoid it. But I just don't know how the big – companies can make the decision that when they hire the next 100 people, that's all productive or production as opposed to, you know, reducing.
I got a feeling, too, like the next topic we're talking about on AI, they're going to replace a bunch of jobs, too.
Yeah. I tell you what, before we talk about the next topic, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll circle back momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control.
Okay, welcome back to the second segment of this week's Be a Planner Cyber Show with my special guest, Mr. AI Nguyen. And Nguyen, we kind of got sidetracked, but we were talking about assorted topics, everything from...
It's all cyber, so it should be
well,
okay.
Well, that's true.
We'll
even
provide.
What Elon Musk is trying to do... Mm-hmm. With
amazing.
Okay. Well, I was looking at my producer. I'm not sure. Oh, okay. I got you. I need to move my mic closer, I guess. Does that sound better? Okay, good. Sorry about that. You know, even what Elon Musk is doing, we talk about cutting costs, but you can rest assured he's got a lot of AI going to work for him or with him. And it's not just Vivek, it's, you know, a machine.
No, if you put AI. Him and Jeff, Jeff Bezos, right,
uh-huh.
The Amazon, and now Google, those three guys join force, I think this country is going to do a lot better.
Yeah.
Common
well,
sense.
It, if the politicos will allow them to, if the politicos will give up some of the credit, right, that's the issue. They don't, Elon Musk and Bezos and multiple other personalities that are really good in business, it doesn't stop there. They make it look too easy. And that, I think that bothers politicians, you know, because they don't really understand the depths of what those guys do. And, you watch, I'll say it now, there's going to be a fight over who gets credit along the way, because that's just how, you know, politics works. But I don't know. I think Trump is probably able to keep the train on the tracks and expend some of his significant political capital at this point. It's still hard to believe, though, when how close this country came to, I mean, I know it was pretty much a blowout, but it was only a blowout in total. Incrementally, there were a number of states that could have, you know, theoretically gone either way. I'm still surprised some of them didn't, and maybe here as we're still counting votes. How far are we? Almost 2 weeks or three? 2 weeks.
I'm not sure, right? But I don't think it's going to help.
Pennsylvania is the one that I guess concerns me, but it seems like even now through the recount, Casey is still like 20,000 votes behind. Is it McCormick, I believe, is the gentleman's name that won?
If you notice, the state that the blue state win, most of them are mail-in ballot.
Well, not only that, but Pennsylvania, did you see the voting commissioner panel? There were three of them. And in spite of the fact the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had ruled that you can't count the ballots, the nature of which they were going through, those two said, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. Court decisions are made to get awareness of an issue, and we're voting to count them. I couldn't believe that. It's like just in your face, justices. Now, this is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. What's happened to our country? The rule of law, the threat to democracy. That's the threat to democracy. I mean, come on.
You know, I really don't care about politics that much, but I tell you one thing that changed my mind and I get involved this year more than ever. Number one is, for me, the two topics are most important. Usually I don't vote for people, I vote for policy. But two things that changed me completely, 180 degree. Number one is the immigrations.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And I graduate with an economic degree. And one of the founding fathers of economics, his name is Milton Friedman. And he says something that still stick to my mind. He said, you cannot have an immigration state and a welfare state at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, look it up.
That was at U of H you learned that?
That's U of H you learned that. Yeah. I still remember that.
Yeah.
And look at what happened.
Was that Professor Lentz's class by chance?
I forgot. Lance. Yeah, Lance. Yeah, yeah, Lance. Yeah, yeah.
Great guy. Name. I took
Very
him
smart
well.
Guy. Yeah. And so it's the, you know, most of the politicians now, they don't know the concept of supply and demand. If you even interview them, they have no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but that's number one topic that changed
Speaking
my mind.
Speaking of mm-hmm. some even that are running for president.
Have no
that's
clue.
What's unbelievable. That's economic illiteracy. Politically mm-hmm. illiterate, militarily illiterate, and how close mm-hmm. to the office of the president did that party come? That's
so
crazy.
So even that is, I don't mind, because you can pick the smart people who work for you. But here's the thing: the number one issue I have is the immigration, and number two, now this is the biggest one, the New York case.
Yeah.
About the real estate that they fined Trump $468 million.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Make no sense to me that they tell me right then, and not just me, you see a lot of people, okay, they spoke in these elections.
Yeah.
Okay, even my mom, an 84-year-old mom, say, if they can do that to Trump, they can do
it
to anybody.
Yeah.
That is communism. Yeah. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
It's just remarkable.
Confiscation of property right there.
And that's not over. It's going to be interesting to see what develops with regard to Trump's, quote, sentencing. I'm not sure how fast this can get emergency appeal up to the U.S.
Well, that's
Supreme
the one,
Court,
but I'm talking but the one that the real estate fraud, the 408, that one.
Yeah.
Who's the guilty party? Then who's the victim? There's no victim.
Yeah.
And he got charged. Yeah. And then they give him 30 days to
pay. And not only that, everybody from the attorney general to the local DA to each of the two judges in both that case and then the hush money case, they literally ran on getting Trump. How can you do that? What system of justice do we have when that it's not convict him of a crime he's done, it's get Trump. That's crazy. And then they both use things that are not criminal or certainly not I said it right. It's not criminal. There may be some civil issues there, but you got to stretch pretty hard just to get that. And in fact, the one with the 34 counts, the hush money, the DOJ had already passed on that a year or two ago in terms of trying to convict Trump of that. They said, no, there's nothing there. The statute had expired. They were misdemeanors, and somehow they roll them all up into a criminal case at the state level. If it had been anybody else.
The president, either the Democrat or Republican, you know, every day they make a decision that impact people's life, that cost people life. Okay, what you gonna do? Impeach them every time you're doing that.
Yeah.
The founding father wrote for that the Constitution for one reason, right? Oh, by the way, I studied the Constitution too. I mean,
part of your U of H education, good education.
Actually, I was supposed to somewhere else too, but didn't.
You did what now?
My father passed away, you know. But I don't want to talk about that radio, but I'm supposed to be somewhere, other college. Prestigious.
Oh, okay. Very prestigious.
Very prestigious. Something happened, so.
But you ended up at a very prestigious college in Houston.
Sometime failing to meet your goal bring you your destiny.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe in fate.
Old Chinese saying?
I have no idea. Probably confused.
Yeah, could be.
But that's good. Hey, we're touching the topic a little bit different, but I'm glad we're touching, you know, talk about this. I guess I'll relate it and somehow impact our lives somehow, you know. That just ransomware. Ransomware attack, okay. So let's talk about the ransomware attack, right? So the new one that is actually, you know, most of the ransomware, they're not new. They're the same, but they transform into something else, you know. Like, they just have a new variant, but they're doing the same concept. But this is the one, the new one that they're talking about is called in-memory execution. So in a nutshell, it stay in the memory, and even though unless you reboot your system, okay, but it's still in there somehow. And this one is a dangerous one, okay? This one is actually, even if you reboot it, it's still there. And then using that like a military-grade encryption. You know what I'm talking about? That's very hard. Once you infect it, you have to reboot. You have to you need a backup to restore back the information. So a lot of stuff going on right now. And one of them is the ransomware.
You know, one thing I worry about at times is, are we all being forced back into the old school model of typing letters on a typewriter and using the U.S. mail and maybe using landline.
Right now, I'm using a pigeon to send my mail. No internet, nothing.
Homing pigeon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I send my email, just sending the message.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if the way that things are going right now with the news, it can be. I guess you can apply to anything. You have to be skeptical on everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So ransom attack is not just a tech problem, it's also a legal minefield. You know that, right?
Oh, big time. You saw the $500 million lawsuit that Delta filed against CrowdStrike last week or 2 weeks ago.
And they're going to win, too.
I think that's just
one company, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot more.
Yeah, and that's the problem with settling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's a tough call. I mean, we've all been on both sides of that equation. I think you have as well. I know I was back in the day with some of the systems work we did, my small company. But, you know, there's such a confluence of factors that cause these things to even occur, much less how you deal with the fallout. But I think CrowdStrike's response was probably what really – ticked off the higher ups at Delta, and they're wondering, why are we paying all this money if this is what we have to show for it, you know?
Hey, I want to talk about the generative AI. You know what it means by the term AI? Basically, computer generate graphics.
Yeah.
It's so realistic that mimic. So there's a new one that, well, not the new one, but the new trend, right? And this is the one called Luma Stealer, okay? That this malware here to steal your credentials, financial information, and cryptocurrency wallet.
And how does this enter your system's world?
So well, they are using AI image video generator, okay? They make it so realistic, okay? And they mimic your account, they mimic your voice, everything. Okay, and the target that this one, usually if you have a Mac user, you don't have to worry about, right? Well, guess what? You do now.
Oh, really?
It may not do anything to your OS, but it can steal information from your Windows and OS user.
You know, this is something that I've been meaning to ask you because I haven't heard us discuss it. I know I've read on my own in the, quote, Google research department. And by the way, when I remember seeing a cartoon once of the husband and wife, ostensibly is what it seemed to depict, sitting at the kitchen table in the morning having coffee and breakfast, and he gives her an answer to some question she asked, and her response was, "Do you know that, or do you Google know that?" And so there's a whole different world out there now of everybody's an expert. You know, it's like I have tax clients that say, well, this is what it said on Google. Well, I bet I can find an offsetting answer for every,
I remember,
you know,
that
answer,
yeah,
you bring up. And so, yeah, you're
oh,
right.
There was one session that Bill Riley and with Mark Cuban.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Cuban challenged him. You know, I know.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
He did a fact.
Google. I check on Google. And Bill would say, wait a minute. You use Google as your main source?
No, but not even that. O'Reilly fact-checked him real time on some. It's probably the same issue, and Cuban was wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, my question is, you know, all the browsers have the ability to save passwords, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that because I don't think it's safe, and I've read where hackers say we love those kind of repositories.
You need a hardware security token.
Right. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's,
but that's got pain in and of itself.
Actually,
you know?
If you do that, think about this, okay? I use mine. So even if somebody from another country tried to access my Google without a token, there's no way they can access it, right? But you're right. If you save your password, everything on Google, guess what? That's a gold mine. As a hacker, that's a gold mine for
me. Yeah, there's a way to get to
it. I can go in there. I can change your password. Then I can use a token. Then implement that. That means you can never access your Google account ever again across different world. That's why I use a hard token for my all my stuff.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, hold your thoughts. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll circle back here momentarily with the final segment of this week's Be a Planner Cyber Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living. P.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to nathan@npross.com, nathan@npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing.
With big dreams and faded dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I don't know, we've managed to talk about some of the smarter or luckier, as the case may be, celebrity business people win. What's next here? You were starting to talk about this current malware. What did you call it again? Say it slowly.
Okay, yes. It's called... Give me 1 second. I try to make it. It's called Ymir, Ymir, ransomware.
So is that maybe the hacker's name? Or
but just
something?
Call it a rusty stealer. So basically the objective is to steal your information, right?
Okay, stealer being S-T-E-A-L-E-R.
S-L-E-R, rusty stealer. So it's not new virus. It's just an old new virus. Okay, so just enhance a little bit. And they're using military encryption to encrypt your file. When I say military encryption, I'm talking about the term when you hear that, you know, this must be very powerful. I make it simple. I'm not going to say what type it is, but it basically deploys to create. Basically, the whole objective is to gain access to your
And how does that sneak in? Are we doing wrong when
you
that
click
happens?
On the link. That's all it takes.
Okay, which link? So I get an email.
You get an email.
And talking about any one of assorted
update.
Topics.
You need to update your information.
Yeah.
Or click a link, find out more information. Or click a link if you want to save money. Okay? And the thing is, it doesn't do anything to your computer. Just sit there on the background.
Okay, but when you click the link, does mm-hmm. that initiate a download from the
it
other
It will
end?
Initiate somehow on the back end with your Google extensions. And it sit there and it monitors all your stuff. So you're not going to see, most cases, some people don't even see it, right? It's not doing anything to your computer, not going to crash your computer, it's just going to sit there until you reboot it. But guess what? This one you reboot, it's still there. That's the problem.
Wow.
So
It's like the Venezuelans.
It's phishing. Oh,
kind
of. Who are they? I have no idea.
Actually, it'd be more like the... Iranians, where the cells are already here.
And you know, speaking of which, they are doing that right now. Right now, we have a lot of hacking from the Iranians and the North Koreans.
Right here amongst us, probably.
Mm-hmm. And I think I read something on the other day, you know, ISIS actually operated in Houston right now.
Nothing would surprise me. Guess what happens when you're not vetting people that are coming in?
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
right.
They take over the apartments. And then
Colorado.
And the new reporter said, there's only a handful of people
right.
taking over.
Right.
Did you listen to yourself? Only a handful? They just walk over your border and take over your apartment?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's that attitude that helped get Mr. Trump elected. But, you know, I heard today they were talking about the trial going on in, I believe it's Georgia, with, is it Lakin?
Yeah, Lakin. Yeah.
Last name, Riley?
Lincoln Riley.
Riley, okay. And they said that guy had outstanding warrants. he had come in under the guise of being sponsored by someone, and apparently when they went, or by the time they went to confirm the sponsor here in the U.S. as part of whatever program we have, I've never walked across the border, so I'm not quite sure how this works, but he basically disappeared into the U.S. And, you know, it's like the last thing we seem to be concerned about is the safety and the cost to the U.S. citizen. If it was just the cost, that'd be one thing. But, you know, when I hear some of the politicians, AOC and then even Kamala Harris, when she was running, talk about, you know, separating families. I like Tom Holman's answer. Was it last week or maybe a couple weeks ago when asked by somebody in Congress, on the left, of course, well, if you talk about a mass deportation, isn't that going to separate families? And he was responded with, yes, it might. And it's like he said many, many times, if you commit a crime in the U.S. and you're from here, you were born here, you're a natural citizen, guess what happens? Often you get separated from your family members. So, you know, we're doing, I thought they wanted our way of life. Well, if that's what they want, that's what we should do. Right, Wynn?
Yes.
But anyway, what else do we have? We've got just about 5 minutes left.
Pretty much, we talk about the cybersecurity and what, you know, the holidays coming, people just need to be mindful of what they see, you know, click on things, especially on the phone. Pay attention. Do not, when you use a phone, be careful when you click on your email, because it doesn't give you a lot of information. And when you look at, just look at the email handle, who you call it from, I mean, who you click it from, especially if from your friend or from your family, it's okay. But when you get like an email, like something is related to your account or click on, like I just set a few points at the beginning. You know, the most common thing is, hey, you need to do this right away. Discount or urgency account, personal detail or special offer. Be careful. Okay.
By the way, did you have something else, Wynn? I was going to just mention one tax-related item. Do I have time, or am I going to be cutting off?
No, you have time.
Okay. Jason Smith, the House Ways and Means Chairman, as you know, Ways and Means is where most tax legislation originates. I believe it's supposed to originate there, but Congress has their ways, right? And the president has his ways. But he's confirmed that Congress would extend President-elect Donald Trump's tax cuts. That would be the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which, as those of you that listen to our Friday show would note, were set to expire as of 1/1/2026. And so this is big news, and some of those tax cuts have worked to help seniors living on Social Security, and so there's assorted plans to deal with not only that, but I believe also, you know, Trump has talked about eliminating, or I don't know, I hesitate to think we could actually eliminate tax on Social Security. It is, after all, about half of the Social Security recipients that pay tax. Because, you know, as you may know, once your income each year exceeds what we refer to as the provisional tax levels, then up to 85% of your Social Security becomes taxable.
Wow.
So there's about half of the people getting Social Security checks that pay tax. So it's a big number that we have to push in to the current deficit. And as I mentioned on the show Friday, the anticipated, if all of Trump's tax goodies that he's talked about, and some that he didn't promise, but I guess you know, he would like to provide them. You're talking about expanding the deficit anywhere from $1.5 trillion. Well, it's at $2 trillion now, so it'd go up to $3.5 trillion.
Wow.
Up as high as $15.5 trillion. This is 1 year. Okay. And so, yes, there'll be some growth. Yes, there'll be some taxes come back in to the Treasury. But, you know, it's going to be in the face of what we have now, where we're already down to about the last 4 years, maybe five if we're lucky, depending on interest rates, of having part of the annual federal budget that we can argue about, how we're going to spend that piece. That's referred to as the discretionary portion of the budget. It's going to be tough because that will run out. We will have fully depleted the remaining discretionary component by the year 2028 at the earliest, maybe 2029 or 2030 if we got some help along the way, maybe some additional growth in the GDP. If we could find a way to plant two or three more GDP trees, we'd have no problems because we'd have plenty of tax revenue to offset the current deficit. But something's got to happen. We're down to the last 4 or 5 years where literally we will not be able to pay 100% of the interest on the debt. This year, the debt, for the first time, the interest on the debt, and I say this year, this will be the fiscal year ending this past September, a couple months ago, exceeded $1 trillion for the first time, just the interest on the debt. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, as we know it, which is theoretically, I don't know about being bipartisan, but it's not supposed to be leaning one way or the other. You know, they're projecting interest will be the number one budgetary component if you go out to the 10th year of their 10-year forecast. Number one budgetary component. Right now it's Medicare and Medicaid. Social Security second. Interest just hopped over defense to go into the third spot. Interest expense, I want to say that again, is now larger than the defense expenditure. Now, depending on what happens.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And depending on what happens with the current hotspots, I don't know, defense may jump back over interest, but you know, we're not getting any help with the interest rates. But in any event, well, we're very close here to the end of the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Sunday, I really like doing this show on Sundays. It's a nice reprieve, and it's topics that we need to be aware of. And I know we don't like thinking about it or dwelling on it, but this is serious stuff. And, you know, if keep your head in the sand, and it'll become even more serious to you if you're affected. For those of you that want to consider working with us, you can go to our Be a Planner website and go to the forms link and complete at least step one of those forms so we know a little bit about you, and indicate in the notes and questions if you're seeking cyber assistance as well, and we would be happy to have a phone call with you to discuss how we might help you meet your goals and objectives. We'll return this coming Friday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 700 KSEV. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Where conservatives find their voice, AM 700.